Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. This is Kathy Watson, live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, I have a little confession to make. I have a new computer, and the timing is off. We're not synchronized, so you'll all have to bear with me because you know it's a learning curve. And I have to tell you, it was emotional for me to say goodbye to Gabrielle. I name my computers. I know. I just feel a kinship with them. And on October 13th, when Justin was here to make the transition, I thought, how sad. But it had to be done. It had to be done. Because the other computer, 13 years old, and it was magic. But I remember that when I got it, it was like, am I going to really be able to learn this? It's a learning curve. Change is constant, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate that change. I know. We're all creatures of habit. And once we learn something, you know, we kind of settle in. And we keep wearing the old shoe, even though it does pinch and hurt. But remember what I've said to you time and time again? That our bodies and brains don't age. We do, because we stop using them. And today's show, if you're online, it's about how old is old. How old are you? Now, physically or biologically, we're all a certain age. But you see, in my mind's eye, I'm 30 years old. Yes, I know. Oh, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. And even though you're in the winter of life, think of it as the springtime, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to enter, to visit, to survive. Like the Olympiads. I want you to get this mindset. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And why would it mind? Because you see, if you didn't wake up this morning, if you aren't listening to this show, you're pushing up daisies. And then I wonder, between the dash, when you were born and when you left this planet, what did it say? Did you love? Did you live? Did you matter? And you want to know what all of this has to do with? Your attitude. It all has to do with your attitude. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally and in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Oh, I know, when you pick up the newspaper. Oh, remember, the first hour is the rudder of the day. You do nothing but just lie in bed and take your big stretch and plan your day because you're the Michelangelo. You are creating your day. You know, we teach people how to treat us. How are you being treated? Does your age matter? Are you constantly being reminded of your age? You know, America, has a stranglehold on being young. So you're listening to Through the Years with Kathy. I'm Chicago bred and born, a devotee of challenges, drama, intrigue, multimedia, radio, TV, performing arts, exercise, evangelist, author, speaker, a dynamic diva without boundaries. America devalues youth more, devalues age more than any other nation in the country. But I found out not too long ago, so does Colombia. Oh, they love their seniors. But if you're in your 30s, you're practically over the hill. Where did that mindset come from? And I decided, I think in 2008, well, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And I read about Bernard Kouchner, a 60-something high-energy French-born minister who made humanitarianism romantic. I'll leave it to the French. I love it. It's a marvelous segue into my mission, my purpose, to redefine the perception of aging in America right now. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, never glamorized. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. And how do you feel about your age? And we'll get into that even more. But I want to remind you that this being the first hour of the rudder of the day, plan your day. Don't live your life according to the dictates of others. In the Celestine prophecy, the third insight is they're dream stealers. They're not living their life to the fullest. They're going to make sure that you're not, because they know they have control of your mind. You see, what you think of me is none of my business. And I love that saying. And another one, when I'm having a discussion and it's going on and on and on, and I'm really listening to unenlightened people, uninformed people, uneducated people, their minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set, I very kindly say, you know what? I only thought you were uninformed. I only thought you were insensitive. I only thought that you didn't know what's going on about the subject we're talking about. But you want to know what? You removed all doubt after you opened your mouth. And you listen to people to say, well, I'm going to give you some constructive criticism. You see, at your age, you shouldn't be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Back in 1996, the year before I went to Malaysia, I was on a very popular show in Chicago, you know, the Big O. And it was, Are You Afraid of Aging? I never listened to such... I don't know how many times I wanted to get up and leave. It had nothing to do with the host or the topic. But I was listening to these people. A 20-year-old was crying. We finally had to ask her why she was crying. I just had a birthday. I'm 21 years old. I wanted to go up and give her a good spank. And her mother and father were consoling her. 21 years old. And then there were a group of 50-something. Well, I want you to know that they know everything. This was 1996. And I was hooked up because I was one of her guest speakers. And then she had a panel of three women. One in slacks, the other in a mid-skirt, and the other above the knees. And they were all going to tell us how we should behave when we're 50 years old. Huh. And I listened. finally, the big O came to me, and I was going to teach her facial and tongue stretch exercises because that provides a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And way up in back of me, someone was going, "Oh, please, oh, please, I have to talk, I have to talk." So the big O has her come down, and it was a nice-looking lady in her 60s, and she had a pantsuit on and had these great big earrings. I love earrings. I have a fetish about them and shoes. And please promise me one thing. Women, don't resort to baby talk. I noticed, sidebar, I go to a lot of business meetings, and I could be in a discussion with a dynamic diva. I mean, who's a torchbearer. She starts talking to a man, a businessman, and all of a sudden, it's this, oh, sweet little voice, and the eyelashes are batting upward. Ah, don't do it. Be your own person. Well, anyway, this gal came down. "Well, Oprah, good. Do you think I'm too old? I'm 60 to wear these earrings." And I jumped up. And I said, "Excuse me, Miss O, may I have the microphone for just a few minutes? I'd like to respond to that. Because you see, I'm a fashionista. I will be that at my requiem." And I said, "Why do you think you can't wear those earrings?" Well, and then she gave some silly thing. And I coined two phrases. You ready? Write it down. Never waste an entrance or an exit. And never, ever apologize for what you're wearing. Why would you apologize? I don't care if you look like Betty Boop. If it makes you feel good, when you feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good, then wear it. You see, no one really cares because they only want to know what you're thinking about them. Now, let's look at the vast divide. Let's look at our grasshoppers, our teenagers today. I was at a shop not too long ago. I had to get, I don't know, light bulbs or whatever for my brand new lamps. You'd love them. And I'm looking at this guy, and I thought my vision was leaving me. Well, first of all, he had that ring in his lip. And I looked at his ears, and the earlobes framed a wooden disc. I mean, it was the size of a golf ball. And I had to ask. And I said, "I need to ask you a sensitive question. Do you mind?" And he said, "Of course not. You know, what is it?" I said, "I thought the lobes of your ears were artificial, but I see that they're not. I see that you have stretched the earlobes to where there was an opening, and you put a disc in there, and we could almost put a golf ball through it. How did you do it?" Oh, he said it was so easy. All I kept doing was stretching my ear and stretching my ear, and when they popped open, I just popped in this disc. And they think we're strange. And you see them with purple hair, green hair. I think it entertains me. It's their age. And you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't care. So if I don't care, and if I give you permission to look any way that you want, I don't care if you're tattooed from your head to your toe, I don't care what your age is, don't make fun of anyone else. Pick up the mirror. Take a look at yourself. What do you think? Do you like what you see? Do you like what you see? So going back to the show, I still have the microphone in my hand. And I think she was just too startled. Now the show was different. It was still in Chicago. And I walked, I said, may I just talk to the audience for just a little while? And she said, yes. Now, I had my spotters in the audience. So I went out there and I introduced myself, you know, exercise evangelist on the president's council, and, you know, this is the glorious time. I don't really remember too much of how I said it, but I had their attention. Now, the three authors are sitting on the dais, the stage, and they got into a big argument. They were talking about age 50. I must have been 60. Let me see. What was my age at that time? That means, wait a minute, I'll see. Okay. Yeah, I was 67. And they got into a big argument on, well, this one was right. And the other one said, well, if you're going to wear that short skirt, why don't you do something about your knees? Ooh. So they kept, finally, I kind of turned around and gave them a stern look, and they quieted down. And I kept hearing, Kathy, come here. So I said to the audience, excuse me, Ma, bring me back to what I was talking about. I said, what do you want? They wanted to know if I had a facelift. I said, you interrupted my conversation with an audience that were hanging on to my every word. The answer is no. And my book is out, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Perhaps it will help you. So I go back. Now, the big O is sitting on the step of the stage. And I heard the audience titter a little bit, giggle. I found out that what she said to the audience when I was busy with the four authors, Kathy should get her own show. In the meantime, I look back at the backstage, and Terry, the producer, is going nuts. Sit down. And I'm going, wait a minute, I'm not done. So 20 minutes later, after talking about how old is old and how are you living your life, lady in the back said, well, I really have to make a comment. I just hope that I have enough time to do everything that I want to do. And, of course, then years later, the bucket list. Do what? Prioritize. Spend time on, you see, time is your life. So if you truly enjoy reading, spend time there. If you don't want to exercise, don't. If you can't really embrace the fact that our bodies and brains don't age, we do, then vegetate. You know, no one is going to care. But you've missed out on your life. Are you hearing me? You missed out on your life. There ain't no do-overs. This is not a dress rehearsal. George Bird said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. The calling number is 347-637-3789. Log on, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, my email. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. You can call me after the show, 847-882-8717, and then log on. Come on, get your pencil going here. Log on. www.Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, Speaks. .com. And then simplyageless.net. Click on all of the buttons. Go to the video. See Roger and I'm looking at our photos now. Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Roger Plummer with Kathy Watson. It's an original. You'll love it. And then scroll down to the books. The Elixir of Youth, the ebook, it's yours free. It is yours absolutely free. But you have to call me. You have to contact me. This is not bait and switch. You'll discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly operations, facelifts, no costly equipment. Methods, secrets, Ponce de Leon, they're mine. They are mine. All natural. I do not take any scripts at all. I am supplements, nutrition, and my diet. Mediterranean. And yeah, we deny ourselves nothing. 6 o'clock, we have our cocktails. Light. We don't drink the whole quart. It's tradition. When I was in the world of fashion, and, you know, our kids were raised in an era of classical ballet and haute couture. They didn't learn Mary Had a Little Lamb. They learned Shakespeare. And they learned about the benefits of exercise. So today, sidebar, Cindy will be celebrating her 61st birthday on October 25th, a marathon runner. Bill and Ann, Bill is our second, he's 56, he turned 56 on the 18th. He and Ann and another couple in September climbed the highest peak in Colorado, 14,000 feet. And Bob, weightlifter, oh, he and Rhea were here in August. Gorgeous couple. Yoga, Tai Chi, and of course Bob is, you know, weightlifting and so on and so forth. He injured his ankle in his youth, and so it gives him a little trouble, but that doesn't stop him. You see, those kids don't know any other way. They don't know any other way. Because it was instilled in them. This is the formula for living life to the fullest. Yeah, I know, we are living longer, aren't we? But not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. So many. Why? Because of your choices. Because of your attitude. I had a conversation the other day. I was thinking about maybe participating in this women's club, whatever you want to call it. I won't give the name of it. I was stunned. I can't imagine anyone being in any form of business unless you're just a couch potato and you live vicariously through your children or young adults, I don't know. When I said to this person, well, give me your email address. I don't have email. Huh. Well, do you have I don't have a computer. What do I need that for? Now, this is on a state level and national. And I'm going, wait a minute. How could you possibly function in this technological era and you don't have an email? You don't have a computer? How do people call? They call me on the telephone. Ah! And then she said, she really got huffy. After all, I'm 85. I said, what has that got to do with it? Age has absolutely nothing to do with it. Well, Kathy, I want you to know that I listen to the radio. I watch every TV show. I read the newspaper. I'm in touch. I said, with whom? With whom are you in touch? And you know what? I said, now that you told me that you're 85, 80-year-olds in some cases are giving aging a bad reputation. Because you see, dear person, I just turned 81. And I surpassed myself this year at 80, on the 50 flights with the Presidential Tower Fight for Air Climb, I did 50 flights in 9 minutes. I beat 900 people. There were 1,700 of us. Last year, it took me, when I was 79, took me 24 minutes, and I was livid. But Carl Stephen, my nephew, said, oh, and Kath, it was because slow as climbers ahead of you slowed you down. And I said, that's good. That works for me. But I'm thinking, at what age do you become so set in your ways? And there was no talking to this. There was no talking to this person. I had to terminate it. I thought, Kathy, you just better let it go, honey, because she ain't going to listen no matter what. And I don't waste my time with people who want to live their life according to the gospel of their belief system. That's fine. I'm not going to change it. I am pro-choice. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care if you're an atheist. I don't care what it is. Because you see, I'm not going to sit in on judgment with you. That may be the only thing that you have that's keeping you propelled in life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on any of the dates. And get on talk radio. This is going to help to keep your cognitive skills sharp and alive. You see, this is joy for me. Confucius say, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. I don't. Because I love what I'm doing. And I love the fact that growing up in an immigrant family from Croatia and Hungary, all I ever listened to was, Katica, you're so young. Katica, you're so young. So you see, my brain, my body, they think they're 30 years old. So when I have a little challenge, you know, when you inherit something like a mild case of neuropathy in my feet from my mother, that doesn't stop me. I just simply say, move over, get out of the way. It ain't gonna happen. Now, getting back to the show. Terry came, I think Terry was nipping a little bit. He's the producer. He said, oh, it was great. And his assistant producer was carrying on like a crying. I said, oh, give it a rest. So at the end of the show, Miss Diva was there. She wouldn't look at me. All she did was say, I like your eyelashes. But I have to tell you, she does everything first class. The limo that picked me up, I lived on Michigan Avenue. I thought they were going to pick up 20 more people. He said, oh, no, this is just for you. So how old is old? How old are you? How old is old? Now, do you have your pen and pad out? You see, I don't know what, if you have a product, if you're in business, even if you have a book, you have to have a computer. I needed an agent. Self-promotion just doesn't work with me. It doesn't resonate. You know, what am I going to do? Sit there and say, oh, I was accepted. Selected from 300 applicants worldwide to present my simply ageless workshops as the guest of Malaysian government. I performed in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. Oh, talk about diversity. We had limos, yachts, planes waiting for us. I didn't want to come home. What would you think if I told you that? What would you think if I told you that I'm a writer and I just finished winning another writing contest? My last one was in 1992. I just didn't pick it up, but I'm back to writing again. But you see, I write each show. So that keeps my skills and my brain alive. What are you doing? So I went about looking for this agent, and I was stunned at the out-of-pocket money they wanted. And all of a sudden, I heard about Virtual Portal. And look what's happened to me now. I'm walking on air. Suddenly I'm on top of the world virtual portal, making all my wishes come true. It's a powerful communication tool. It can be used to promote anything. It works with smartphones, computers, incorporating videos. And you want to know what? It could make all of your PR and advertising wishes come true at far less, way, way less than the usual marketing costs, for practically next to nothing. I want you to log on, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. And you will see my site. Come join me. The power of virtual portal is overwhelming. And by the way, it's another opportunity to start your own home-based business. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, scroll down. I had you on the books. We already talked about the e-book. And then there's Choices. Awe-inspiring. The e-book and Choices nonfiction. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. What you can learn from them? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity, succeed. You can live your life in paradise. And I'll tell you what chapter you're going to love. Chapter 7, Steel Mill Mama shows no sign of retiring, Bonnie Rooks. Unfortunately, she passed away 2 years ago, but she was the oldest steel mill mama in the world. She was featured in People magazine, the only mother and daughter team working in a steel mill, on TV in Mansfield, Ohio. She has been featured in the Associated Press, the Columbus Dispatch, and in the renowned Wall Street Journal. She was just awesome. And she said, her last paragraph, "It's a proven fact that if you keep busy, you'll live longer. My mother died at age 63, and Dad lived on the farm alone until he retired at 79. By 80, he died." I'm quoting Bonnie. "I think living alone and looking at four walls every day killed him. So you ask, why though I retire? Because there is so much of living out there. And I don't want to die of boredom, looking at four walls every day. My choice? Refire. Not retire. I'm still here." And still is STEEL. And she passed away. She was pushing 90. And still working. Not at a desk. She was still working. You can get the book Choices. If you want a discount, you could call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to give you a discount. Or log on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And the next book is, which is fiction, The Heart of the Lion. But there's some part of it that is true. It was written with Tom Patrick. Now, you could get The Heart of the Lion, which is going to be a movie. I know it is. I wrote a journal when I went to Africa. Get it at Amazon.com or Amazon.com or Ex Libris. But Tom came out with The Second Coming. The book made a debut on July 15th, 2013. Tate Publishing. It's worldwide. It is fiction, but The Second Coming did happen. And a well-known author in Montreal, historical blogger on Christianity and historical fiction, The Second Coming by Thomas Patrick captures the essence of a great mystery and turned it into a thrilling work of Christian fiction. Filmmakers around the world are focusing on the rapture and end-of-day storylines, drawing from prophecy to explain what the world is headed for. Author Tom Patrick has envisioned a plausible story with realistic characters, an adventurous plot. This is not to be missed. The Second Coming did happen. And then, my dears, I'm a featured contributing author in 101 Ways to Improve Your Life, Self-Growth, and Amazon.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and today's show is How Old is Old? Vivaldi's Four Seasons. You're young and useful at any age if you're still planning for tomorrow. I love the winter. I love the spring, summer, and autumn. We're into autumn now. How awesome. But you know, aging is a personal choice, isn't it? Are you able to rejoice no matter what your age is right now? Can you? Because you know that life responds to your outlook. And let's just read what I said. How old is old for you? I know some in their 30s that act like they're 60s. Conversely, I know people in their 90s and they act like they're 30. Two women come to my mind. Diva 1, age 96. I've known her for years. Her mind is clear and sharp as a bell, still driving. Lives alone. Drives herself to meetings with her friends, out to lunch. Diva 2, age 90. Works morning, drives to work, responsible for a plethora of chores. When she was telling me about her duties, I had an aha moment. She just reinforced what I've been saying. Our brains don't age, we do. And both are keeping their brains active by participating in life. Are you participating? How is your life going? What do you have a passion for? Do you have any examples of longevity? What vitamins are you taking? What are you doing for your circulation? I believe in alternative medicine. Do you want to live to 120? Call me, 347-637-3789. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Do you want to be part of the consortium? Do you want to be part of Live with Kathy? You know, I don't know what your business, service, or product is, but you want to shift your strategies? Call me. I have a 10-week introductory offer where I work with you on your mini commercial, and then you get to co-host a show with me. And what happens there is that after we're off the air, we will sit and listen to you talk. And then you have to tell me how great you were. Now, we have a caller. Let me see. Okay. Hello, caller.
Hi. Great show.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
My name's Dennis.
Hello, Dennis. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Big NC.
New York?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. And you're listening to my show? Oh, I am so flattered. Thank you, Dennis. What prompted you to call?
I got to say, you are one hot fox.
I don't know if I want to ask you to define that.
I'll go ahead and do it anyway. I would bang you in a heartbeat.
Dennis, sramisa, and that in Croatian means shame on you. Okay, Mark Twain said, let's get back to Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. There are... Wait till I tell the silver fox about that. Okay, so now you have your own business. You have... there we go. I just got rid of him right away. Naughty, naughty. I don't know. What do you think? Those of you that were listening and you heard what he said, it was so inappropriate. So inappropriate. All right, Kathy, get back to the show. Now, after we've listened to you, we decide, do we have to tweak anything? It's a marvelous learning curve. Live talk radio is a powerful tool reaching out with frequency, and it's a marketing tool. Call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Domperion of the trades. Log on, ironworkers.org. And our mission and purpose is to acknowledge, to introduce you to the sophistication of iron workers. And I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. They are, oh, miles and miles apart, but yet there is this connecting link. Classics and creative construction. There isn't a building, there isn't anything out there that is standing today without ironworkers. I love to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. When I say it's the Domperion, you have a choice, career or ironworkers, career or the trades. I don't think of them as blue collar, they're white collar, they're the Domperion. College versus the trade. You go to college, we've already talked about that. To find out more about the opportunity, log on ironworkers.org. You have to qualify. Imagine after 4 years, you've been earning money, your health care is in place, and your pension. And it goes with you. It follows you for time and all eternity. Ironworkers. What a noble profession. Remember, I married one. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, Hoffman Estates Park District, 2009 National. They won the gold medal award for excellence. And I will be back into my groove tomorrow. Could hardly wait. But those of you that are bored and lonely, that you really think that you're too old to do anything, log on to heparks.org. Rika Koff is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. And remember, everything in your life is choice, choice, choice. And I choose not to allow aging to become a requiem in age. I mean, glamour, glamour. Who said that you cannot be sensationally sexy, appealing at the age of 60, 70, 80, and beyond? We are shaping the world. Now, the tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre, someone is calling to find out how the silver fox is. he had a little owie, and they just want to make sure he's okay. But if you need a little issue with your business, finances, whatever, you could email ahtax@ameritech.net, ameritech.net, ahtax, got that, at ameritech, ameritech.net, Greg McIntyre. Do not tell me that looks don't matter. Oh, yes, they do. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And age has nothing to do with it. It's all in your choices, personal choices, personal choices, your attitude. Remember that life responds to your outlook. Premature death, stress, toxicity, trauma, and premature aging. Have you ever seen a young, happy, old person, a grumpy, a negative Nelly, toxic, negative thinking? Stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging because it releases toxins into the body. But you see, I have the good fortune to know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body. At the age of 7, I didn't want to grow old, and I ain't growing old. I don't know about any of you, but I am not growing old. It's my choice. It is simply my choice. And you know, when I was age 25, I had my own home-based business. You see, at that time, women did not go out to work. It was a no-no. And I thought, my gosh, with all of this, coming from the world stage of haute couture and classical ballet, how could I possibly just sit here and do nothing? And I had an aha. Why don't you start your own home-based business? Oh, my God. And then it just flourished into one of the top fashion agencies in Chicago, in the state of Illinois. If I can do it, why can't you? You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. But you know what? Too many of you are listening to other people. They did not achieve their dream, and they're going to make sure that you don't, because misery loves company. I attended many, many, many conventions, and I noticed one thing. The doers, the people that soared with eagles, were always at the front of the auditorium. But the losers at the back. You see, they were getting comfort, the solace in, well, I went out on my calls and nothing happened. Get the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Most of you stop 3 minutes from achieving your goal. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. I don't care if you've been downsized, pink slip. I don't care what your age is. Age has nothing to do with it. You could start your own business and you don't invest huge capital. And this is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, pay your bills. And it is a learning curve. Building your own home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. Let's find out who you are, what you are, and where the hell are you going with your life. Did I pique your interest? Call me, 847-882-8717. It's pandemic. More women and men than ever are embracing the power. This is about you. And you know, all of you retirees, what are you doing all day long? Just sitting and watching television, taking care of grandkids? Is that what you're... That's great. Take care of your grandkids. And my sister, she just loves that. I could just take it for just so long because I take Quadrum Leaps. I don't know what leaps you're taking, but if you want to stay with the herd, that's fine. And go over the mountaintop, that's fine. But if you want to soar with the eagles, sit down. Make it a family affair. And teach your kids about money. Did you notice that there are classes for hockey, football, soccer, piano, ballet, voice, singing, you name it, you have it. Where, please tell me, where do you find a course to teach children about finance, about money, the value of money, and how important it is for them to have a good feeling about money? You see, the children are our future. How are you training yours? Now, Lobster Graham. Hey, the holidays are just right around the corner. I want you to know that Cindy, our daughter, gave me a gift of the Lobster Graham for my birthday. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, their lobster, filet mignon, and their lava cakes. Oh, out of this world. Log on lobstergram.com, or you could call 800-548-3562. Dan Zawecki, fresh from our show, fresh from our shore to your door. During the last 27 years, these have been the words he lived by and constantly strived to perfect. And Dan says, I'll always be grateful to you and the hundreds of thousands of Lobster Graham customers that inspire our dedicated team year in and year out. Log on lobstergram.com. Oh, lobsterliciously yours. Dan Zawecki, the Lobster Man. Lobster Graham hereby certifies that all North Atlantic lobster and lobster tails we sell are from 100% sustainable sources. Absolutely delicious. I mean, I want more. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the show is How Old is Old. I went to bed one night. I was 25, and when I woke up, it was the winter. But it's the most exciting winter of my life because I have privy to decades of learning. I have privy of decades to working with masterful people. I have privy to sit in on conferences, on lectures. You see, I can't do this alone. I surround myself with mastermind people. Like when I got the new computer, I have to tell you, it was a little iffy. And Justin's in his 30, and he knows it all. And the more I work, I just love it. I just absolutely love it. Now, on November 1st, you know, we had a glitch yesterday, and it was going to be my show on From Russia with Love, the exclusive report from the Anti-Aging Symposium in Sochi, Russia. It was right after the Olympics. Oh, I would have loved to have been there. But I have a detail, everything that that we need to know about. Look at your life. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Ah, choices. We're offered to every mind at any given time during the day between truth and repose. excuse me, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, take which you please. You can never have both. At last, now is the accepted time. There's an old rhythm and blues tune, At Last. One lyric that stands out to me is, at last, my love has come along. At Last was recorded in 1960s by the legendary artist Etta James. She adds these words, my lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Do you sing? Do you laugh? Can you be childlike? Not childish, but childlike? The same exuberance for our life is ours to have, and to live throughout eternity when we turn ourselves to that unconditional lover within. You can't give away what you don't have. This is all that there is right now. At last, right now, you could have it right now. That which you are seeking is actually seeking you as well. Sit quietly. Meditate. Get your bloated nothingness out of the way. And listen to the divinity, the song of the universe. Because that moment in life, that's when living becomes an orchestral symphony. The brass, the woodwinds, percussion, and string instruments all read the same score, yet they play their parts independently to produce the melodic and harmonious symphony of musical capture. We too are significant parts of the whole, playing our unique and independent parts in the orchestra of life to affect stability and to handle change in the world simultaneously. I want you to live in the now, right this minute. This is the only moment you have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. You're living in the past? Well, this is your guess, Yo Geezers. This is how we did it, and nothing's going to change. This is how it's going to be. Well, that's fine. But you won't be in my life. Oh, we rise again, vibrating with joy. Are you transformed? Can you be renewed? Do you understand that it's your choice? Now is the time to share your good. Oh, I'm talking about Reverend Joe Hooper. He grew up in Michigan and vividly remembers this special time of the year. His grandparents always had a lush garden, and at harvest time you either ate all of the natural demonstrations of nature or you canned them for use during the darker and colder days of winter. You see, weather never affected me. It makes no difference to me. And he remembers his grandparents generously sharing the bounty of the season. They intuitively took what they felt they would use and passed the rest on right away so others could benefit from the bounty of Mother Earth. You see, our life is a series of seasons, over and over and over again. How we weather the seasons of our life depends on our attitude. What did I say? How old is old? It's your attitude. Our attitude determines our altitude. How high do you want to soar? Is the gift of your time, talent, and treasure to be used by sharing it with others? Of course you do. Love yourself first. Love the age you're in. And until tomorrow, the topic, slow reading and your brain, remember to always be in your best elements. Share your gift. Until then, au revoir.